Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. The original classic, abridged and introduced by Mitch Horowitz for the Condensed Classics Library. Preface: The Power of Thought. This may be one of the most personally important books you ever encounter. I say that not because I agree with every one of its premises or ideas, but rather because author and New Thought minister Joseph Murphy identifies and expands upon one immensely important and undervalued principle. What you think dramatically affects your quality of life. This idea has been restated from antiquity to the present. John Milton put it this way in Paradise Lost: the mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell, a hell of heaven. Murphy presents this principle as an absolute. He argues that thought governs health, finances, relationships, and all facets of life. I am personally unconvinced that every element of existence yields to thought alone. But within the folds of this idea, that mind is the master builder, can be found great truths. They are yours to discover, test, and benefit from. All that is required is to change how you think. Murphy's philosophy is profoundly simple, but it is not for the weak or myopic. If you take seriously what you find in this book, and I urge you to, you will discover that redirecting your thoughts toward resiliency and constructiveness requires a lifetime of effort, but it is a task worthy of every motivated, mature person. You will also learn that your emotions must be brought into play for any real self-change to occur. Emotion is more powerful than thought. Never confuse or conflate the two. The mind says, be satisfied with your portion. Emotion shouts, I want more. The mind says, be calm. Emotion wants to run away. The mind says, I am happy for my neighbor. Emotion feels envy. Murphy supplies exercises to help align your emotions and thoughts in pursuit of a personal goal. Murphy's message that new thought means new life has touched countless people since this book first appeared in 1963. This is not because Murphy's outlook is cloying or wishful, but because it is essentially true. We all feel that we should be practicing more dignified, generous, and self-respecting patterns of thought, tones of speech, and person-to-person relations. We harbor the conviction that we are not leading the lives we should be, that our abilities are underdeveloped, our decisions too hesitant and timorous, and our attitudes too selfish. Almost all of us sense the potential of a larger existence within us. This is a near universal instinct. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind is an instruction manual toward seeking that greater scale of life. Pay close attention to the book's principles, methods, and exercises, and above all, use them. It may be the most important step you ever take. Mitch Horowitz. Chapter 1. The Treasure House Within You. What, in your opinion, is the master secret of the ages? Atomic power? Thermonuclear energy? Interplanetary travel? No, not any of these. What, then, is the master secret? Where can one find it? And how can it be contacted and brought into action? The answer is extraordinarily simple. The secret is the marvelous, miracle-working power of your own subconscious mind. You can bring into your life more ability, more health, more wealth, and more happiness by learning to contact and release the hidden forces of your subconscious. As you follow the simple techniques in this book, you can gain the necessary knowledge and understanding to unlock your subconscious depths. Within them are infinite wisdom, infinite power, and infinite supply. Begin now to recognize these potentialities of your deeper mind, and they will take form in the world without. The infinite intelligence within your subconscious can reveal to you everything you need to know at every moment, provided you are open-minded and receptive. You can receive new thoughts and ideas, enabling you to bring forth new inventions, make new discoveries, or write plays and books. You can attract the ideal companion. You can acquire resources and wealth. You can move forward in abundance, security, joy, and dominion. It is your right to discover this inner world of thought. Its miracle-working powers and eternal laws of life existed before you were born, before any religion or church appeared, and before the world itself came into being. It is with these thoughts that I urge you in the following chapters to lay hold of this wonderful, magical, transforming power that is your subconscious mind. Chapter 2. How Your Mind Works. There are two levels of mind, conscious and subconscious. You think with your rational, conscious mind, and whatever you habitually think seeps down into your subconscious mind, which creates according to the nature of your thoughts. Once the subconscious mind accepts an idea, it begins to execute it. Your subconscious does not engage in proving whether your thoughts are good or bad, but responds according to the nature of your thoughts or suggestions. If you consciously assume something is true, even though it may be false, your subconscious will accept it and proceed to bring about results that must necessarily follow. Your conscious mind is the watchman at the gate. Its chief function is to protect your subconscious from false impressions. You now know one of the basic laws of mind. Your subconscious is amenable to suggestion. From infancy on, many of us have been given negative suggestions. Not knowing how to thwart them, we unconsciously accepted them. Here are some of the negative suggestions. You can't. You'll never amount to anything. You'll fail. You haven't got a chance. It's no use. It's not what you know, but who you know. You're too old now. And so on. If you look back, you can easily recall how parents, friends, relatives, teachers, and associates contributed to a campaign of negative suggestions. Study the things said to you, and you will discover that much of it was said to control you or instill fear in you. Check regularly on the negative suggestions that people make to you today. You do not have to be influenced by destructive suggestion. Never say, "I can't." Overcome fear of failure by substituting the following statement: I can do all things through the power of my subconscious mind. Never allow others to think for you. Choose your own thoughts and make your own decisions. Always remember that you have the capacity to choose. Choose life. Choose love. Choose health. Choose happiness. Whatever your conscious mind assumes and believes, your subconscious mind accepts and brings to pass. Chapter 3. The Miracle-Working Power of Your Subconscious Mind. The power of your subconscious mind is enormous. It inspires you, guides you, and reveals to you names, facts, and scenes from the storehouse of memory. Your subconscious mind never sleeps or rests. You can discover its miracle-working power by plainly stating to your subconscious prior to sleep that you wish to accomplish a certain thing. You will be delighted to find that forces within you will be released, leading to the desired answer or result. William James, the father of American psychology, said that the power to move the world resides within your subconscious mind. Your subconscious is at one with infinite intelligence and boundless wisdom. It is fed by hidden springs. The law of life operates through it. Whatever you impress upon your subconscious, it will move heaven and earth to bring it to pass. You must therefore impress it with right ideas and constructive thoughts. What is your idea or feeling about yourself right now? Every part of your being expresses that idea. Your body, vitality, finances, friends, and social status are a perfect reflection of the idea you have of yourself. What is impressed in your subconscious mind is expressed in all phases of your life. Worry, anxiety, and fear can interfere with the normal rhythm of your heart, lungs, and other organs. Feed your subconscious mind with thoughts of harmony, health, and peace, and all the functions of your body will become normal again. Feel the thrill of accomplishment. Imagine the happy ending or solution to your problem, and what you imagine and feel will be accepted by your subconscious mind and brought to pass. The life principle will flow through you rhythmically and harmoniously as you consciously affirm, "I believe that the subconscious power that gave me this desire is now fulfilling it through me." Your subconscious mind can and will accomplish as much as you allow it to. Chapter 4. Prayer and Your Subconscious Mind. In building the Golden Gate Bridge, the chief engineer understood mathematical principles, stresses, and strains. Secondly, he had a picture of the ideal bridge across the bay. The third step was his application of tried and proven methods, which were implemented until the bridge took form. Likewise, there exist techniques and methods by which your prayers are actualized. Prayer is the formulation of an idea concerning something you wish to accomplish. Your desire is your prayer. It comes out of your deepest needs, and it reveals what you want in life. "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." That is really prayer, life's hunger and thirst for peace, harmony, health, joy, and other blessings. We will now explore the passing over technique for impregnating the subconscious mind with your desire. This involves inducing the subconscious to take over your prayer request as handed it by the conscious mind. This passing over is best accomplished in a reverie-like state. Know that within your deeper mind exist infinite intelligence and infinite power. Just calmly think over what you want and see it coming into fuller fruition from this moment forward. Your prayer, your mental act, must be accepted as an image in your mind before the power of your subconscious will play upon it and make it operative. You must reach a point of acceptance in your mind, an unqualified and undisputed state of agreement. This contemplation should be accompanied by a feeling of joy and restfulness in foreseeing the accomplishment of your desire. The basis for the art and science of true prayer is your knowledge and complete confidence that the movement of your conscious mind will gain a definite response from your subconscious mind. The easiest and most obvious way to formulate an idea is to visualize it, to see it in your mind's eye as vividly as if it were alive. You can see with the naked eye only what already exists in the external world. In a similar way, that which you can visualize in your mind's eye already exists in the infinite realms of thought. Any picture that you have in your mind is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What you form in your imagination is as real as any part of your body. Your thoughts and ideas are real and will one day appear in the objective world if you remain faithful to your mental image. Chapter 5. How to Get the Results You Want. The principal reasons for failure when trying to tap your subconscious are 1. Lack of confidence, and 2. Too much effort. Many people block answers to their prayers by failing to fully comprehend the nature of their subconscious. When you know how your mind functions, you gain a measure of confidence. You must remember that whenever your subconscious accepts an idea, it immediately begins to execute it. It uses all its mighty resources to that end and mobilizes all the mental and spiritual faculties of your deeper mind. This law is true for good ideas or bad. Consequently, if you use it negatively, it brings trouble, failure, and confusion. When you use it constructively, it brings guidance, freedom, and peace. The right answer is inevitable when your thoughts are constructive and loving. The only thing you have to do to overcome failure is to get your subconscious to accept your idea or request by feeling its reality now, and the law of your mind will do the rest. Turn over the request with faith and confidence, and your subconscious will take over and see it through. You will always fail to get results by trying to use mental coercion. Your subconscious does not respond to coercion. It responds to your faith or conscious mind acceptance. Relaxation is the key. Easy does it. Do not be concerned with details and means, but rest in the assured end. Feeling is the touchstone of all subconscious demonstration. Your new idea must be felt subjectively, not in the future, but in a finished state as coming about now. Get the feel of the happy solution to your problem. Remember how you felt in the past when you solved a major problem or recovered from a serious illness. Live in this feeling, and your subconscious depths will bring it to pass. Chapter 6. How to Use Your Subconscious Mind for Wealth. Wealth is a subconscious conviction on the part of the individual. You will not become a millionaire by saying, "I am a millionaire, I am a millionaire." Rather, you will grow into a wealth consciousness by building into your mentality the idea of wealth and abundance. Perhaps you are saying to yourself now, "I need wealth and success." Follow these steps. Repeat for about 5 minutes to yourself 3 or 4 times a day, "Wealth, success." These words have tremendous power. They represent the inner power of the subconscious. Anchor your mind on this substantial power within you. Then, corresponding conditions and circumstances will be manifested in your life. Again, you are not merely saying, "I am wealthy." you are dwelling on real powers within you. There is no conflict in the mind when you say wealth. Furthermore, the feeling of wealth will well up within you as you dwell on the idea of wealth. I have talked to many people during the past 35 years whose usual complaint is, I have said for weeks and months, I am wealthy, I am prosperous, and nothing has happened. I discovered that when they said, I am prosperous, I am wealthy, they felt within that they were lying to themselves. One man told me, I have affirmed that I am prosperous until I am tired. Things are now worse. I knew when I made that statement that it was obviously not true. His statements were rejected by the conscious mind, and the very opposite of what he outwardly affirmed was made manifest. Your affirmation succeeds best when it is specific and when it does not produce a mental conflict or argument. Hence, the statements made by this man made matters worse because they suggested his lack. Your subconscious mind accepts what you really feel to be true, not just idle words or statements. Here is the ideal way to overcome this conflict. Make this statement frequently, particularly prior to sleep. By day and by night, I am being prospered in all of my interests. This affirmation will not arouse any argument because it does not contradict your subconscious mind's impression of financial lack. Many people tell themselves, I deserve a higher salary. I believe that most people are, in fact, underpaid. One reason why many people do not have more money is that they are silently or openly condemning it. They call money filthy lucre or say love of money is the root of all evil. Another reason they do not prosper is that they have a sneaky subconscious feeling that there is some virtue in poverty. This subconscious pattern may be due to early childhood training, superstition, or a mistaken interpretation of scripture. Cleanse your mind of all conflicting beliefs about money. Do not regard money as evil or filthy. If you do, you will cause it to take wings and fly away from you. You lose what you condemn. At the same time, do not make a god of money. It is only a symbol. Remember that the real riches are in your mind. You are here to lead a balanced life, and that includes acquiring all the money you need. There is one emotion that causes lack of wealth in the lives of many. Most people learn this the hard way. It is envy. To entertain envious thoughts is devastating. It places you in a negative position in which wealth flows from you rather than to you. If you are ever annoyed or irritated by the prosperity of another, claim immediately that you truly wish him greater wealth in every possible way. This will neutralize your negative thoughts and cause an ever greater measure of wealth to flow to you. Chapter 7. Your Subconscious Mind as a Partner in Career Success. Let us discuss three steps to success. The first step is to discover the thing you love to do and then do it. Success is in loving your work. Some may say, how can I put the first step into operation? I do not know what I should do. In such a case, pray for guidance as follows. The infinite intelligence of my subconscious mind reveals to me my true place in life. Repeat this prayer quietly, positively, and lovingly to your deeper mind. As you persist with faith and confidence, the answer will come to you as a feeling, a hunch, or a tendency in a certain direction. It will come to you clearly and in peace as an inner awareness. The second step to success is to specialize in some particular branch of work and to know more about it than anyone else. For example, if a young man chooses chemistry as his profession, he should concentrate on one of the many branches in that field. He should give all of his time and attention to his chosen specialty. He should become sufficiently enthusiastic to know all there is about it. If possible, he should know more than anyone else. The third step is the most important. You must be certain that the thing you want to do does not build your success only. Your desire must not be selfish. It must benefit humanity. The path of a complete circuit must be formed. In other words, your idea must go forth with the purpose of blessing or serving the world. It will then come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. If it is to benefit you alone, the circle or circuit is not formed. A successful person loves his work and expresses himself fully. True success is contingent upon a higher ideal than mere accumulation of riches. The person of success is one who possesses great psychological and spiritual understanding, and whose work benefits others. Chapter 8. The Inventiveness of Your Subconscious Mind. Nikola Tesla was a brilliant electrical scientist who brought forth amazing inventions in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. When an idea for a new invention entered Tesla's mind, he would build it up in his imagination, knowing that his subconscious would construct and reveal to his conscious mind all the parts needed for its manufacture. Through quietly contemplating every possible improvement, he spent no time in correcting defects and was able to give technicians perfect plans for the product. "Invariably," he said, "my device works as I imagined it should. In 20 years, there has not been a single exception." When you have what you term a difficult decision to make, or when you fail to see the solution to a problem, begin at once to think constructively about it. If you are fearful and worried, you are not really thinking. True thinking is free from fear. Here is a simple technique to receive inner guidance on any subject. Quiet the mind and still the body. Go to a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, preferably lying on a bed, sofa, or in a recliner. Mobilize your attention. Focus your thoughts on the solution to the problem. Try to solve it with your conscious mind. Think how happy you would be with the perfect solution. Sense the feeling you would have if the right answer were yours now. Let your mind play with this mood in a relaxed way.